Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Oh Lord, we're so thankful that you so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus, the Messiah, who died on the cross that we might be forgiven of our sin, and who rose again the third day from the grave and lives today. Because he lives, we find life in him. And so Lord, as we turn to your word, we pray that you would speak to our hearts, that you would draw us close and hold us near. Let us sense your presence, for we ask it trusting you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this week we're looking at this concept that God guards us. We saw this past Sunday that Jesus was seeking to prepare his disciples for what was to come in his impending cross and then the glory of the resurrection. But he was telling them, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be stirred up within you. You believe in God, believe also in me. And Jesus was telling them that he was doing things that they could not perceive that would benefit them and that would help them to embrace a future that they couldn't even fathom. At that time, he was guarding their hearts. And the Bible tells us, above all else, guard your hearts, for everything you do flows from your heart. That's a theme throughout Scripture, that God guards us, that God is our protector. And I want us to look at a psalm written by David that reminds us of the protection, the guardianship of God in our lives as we trust and follow Jesus. So I want to invite you to look with me at Psalm 36. We're going to look at verses 7 through 9, and we're going to see tonight that God guards. Psalm 36 is a psalm of David, and he writes this, "How precious is your steadfast love, O God! The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light." I kind of want us to work through this psalm line by line. But the first point I want us to see is based on the first half of verse 7. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The first point I want to give us tonight is this. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's steadfast love endures forever. They asked great theologian Karl Barth before he died, out of all the theology that you have studied, all the things that you have written about, all the depths of the knowledge of God that you have sought to look into your whole life, what is the deepest and most meaningful theological truth you've ever known? You know what he said? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And indeed, that is the deepest truth that anyone could know. I want you to hear in this moment, wherever you are, whatever's going on around you, God loves you. Satan would tempt you not to believe that. In fact, the enemy would give you all the reasons why God shouldn't love you. And really, he shouldn't love you. He shouldn't love me either. And yet he does. His steadfast love endures forever. Steadfast, unwavering, unable to be taken away. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome in Romans chapter 8, he wrote one of the most majestic passages in the Bible, I think, about the love of Almighty God. And I want you to hear it again tonight. This is Romans 8, verses 31 through 39. "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's steadfast love endures forever. Do you know that there is nothing you can do to make God love you less? And do you know that there is nothing you can do to make God love you more? God's love for you is unconditional. And here's what that means. It means that he loves you not because you've earned it. He loves you because he decided to love you. And God desires for you to love him. He desires for you to know him and to live in deep and close and personal relationship with him. And so he sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross and rise from the grave, that by turning away from your sin and receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that you could be in relationship with God. He wants you. He loves you. God's steadfast love endures forever. But look at the next line that David writes, Psalm 36, the second half of verse 7. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. The second point that I want to give you is this. In his steadfast love, God guards his people. In his steadfast love, God guards his people. And if you've seen the image for tonight's message, it's a picture of a bird, probably a mama bird, with her wings spread over two baby birds. And the picture is unbelievable. I don't know who took it, but it circulated through Christianity and through my life for some time now. But this picture of this bird covering its young in the shelter and shadow of its wings. Those baby birds aren't worried about anything because they are safe and they are covered. That's a theme that God gives to us throughout Scripture, but particularly in the Psalms. I want to share with you just a couple other places in the Psalms where this same image is shared. And I want you to hear this. If you have a relationship with Jesus, if you trust and follow Jesus Christ as your Lord, this is exactly the sort of guardianship and protection that God gives to you. Psalm 57, verses 1 through 3, another psalm of David. David wrote, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness." Isn't that beautiful? God is guarding you. God is sheltering you. In God, through Jesus Christ, you have refuge. And then Psalm 91, and many of you have probably memorized Psalm 91. I want to give you the first six verses. "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday." He will cover you. He will shelter you. You can take refuge in him. In his steadfast love, God guards his people. So whatever you're facing right now, and our world is facing a lot of things, but I want to take it from the macro level to the micro level. Whatever you're facing in your world right now, I want to encourage you to do something. Maybe you need to stop this sermon right now and you just need to say, Lord, I feel so exposed. I feel so lost. I feel so afraid. And yet you have told me that in you I can take refuge. And so, Lord, I come to you now. I need your help. I need to be hidden in the shadow of your wings. I need to know that you have a hold of me. You are my shelter. You are my refuge. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. I believe God will speak to your heart that he's doing that right now, and he's doing things you can't even know about to protect you. You know, sometimes God says no to us. Have you ever prayed and had God say no? I heard one time that God answers prayers in one of three ways. Sometimes he says yes, and we really like that. Sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says wait. Well, it's hard when God says no, but I've come to strategize those no's in this way. If God closes a door, he's protecting you from something. So even if he tells you no in response to your prayer, he is doing something for which you will one day thank him in glory. So even when you pray, know that even if he says no, he is hiding you under the shelter of his wings. Well, now, Psalm 36, verse 8. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. The third point is, in his steadfast love, God nourishes his people. In his steadfast love, God nourishes his people. I think about the image of the river of life flowing from the temple in Ezekiel chapter 47. The river flows from the temple, and it's just a trickle at first, but then it becomes this vast flowing river. And you know what the Bible says about that river, that river of life that flows from the temple? Where it goes, everything lives. Where it goes, everything lives. Why? Because it's nourished by God himself. It's the same sort of image that Jesus was trying to paint in John chapter 4 to the woman at the well. She had come at noon to stay away from the other women, but to get water that she needed. And he said, if you would ask me, I would give you living water that will never run dry. It's the same living water he talked about in John chapter 7 as he called all people to come to him and receive the living water of God. It's the living water of the river of life in Revelation chapter 22, the very last chapter of the Bible. This river of life that proceeds forth from the throne of God and from the Lamb. And on either side of the river of life is the tree of life, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. How many of you look forward to a day when the nations are healed? Where everything is life, more life. God nourishes us in his steadfast love. And then look to the last verse, verse 9. David says, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. The fourth and final point that I want to give us tonight is this. In his steadfast love, God gives life and light to his people. In his steadfast love, God gives life and light to his people. It's what the Apostle John opened his gospel with. As he talked about Jesus, the Word made flesh to dwell among us. In the beginning, he said, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And on down, he says, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light of humankind had come into the world. People rejected him. The Bible says they loved darkness rather than light. But nevertheless, the darkness could not overcome the light of life in Jesus Christ. Can I give you some good news tonight? If you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you trust and follow Jesus, then though you be surrounded by darkness, the darkness cannot overcome the light of his life that dwells in you. So be encouraged. Go to God. find refuge, find rest for your soul. You can do that because He guards you in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, sometimes we feel very exposed to dangers from the elements, exposed to dangers from the world, exposed to dangers that are deeply embedded even within ourselves, and exposed to dangers from the enemy himself. And yet, in the face of all of that, You are our God. You are our protector. You are our refuge. And so, Lord, we come to You, and we say, Lord, help. We need You. We're so thankful that You have already told us that You will hear our prayer and You will answer our prayer and You will protect us in the shelter of Your wings. So let us take refuge in You. And as we prepare for the rest of this week, yet again, we join our hearts and our minds and our voices in praying that prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. And in so doing, we will answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us tonight, and we hope you'll join us for Friday night virtual Vespers as we remember what a friend we have in Jesus. God bless you.